We are back for the last episode of Michelle's season of The Bachelor.
Yes.
This is Bachelor Chat with Beauty and the Beast. Of course, I'm your host, Scott Picard, alongside Nicole Smith.
What's up, guys? So this was the final rose, and...
Just so we know, I'm fighting congestion issues right now.
Yeah.
So... This is my Michael Jordan flu game for some of you sports fans out there.
Michael Jordan.
What I'm doing, the fact that I can get through this and give a B or an A performance is legendary. I should get an award.
Grammy.
Maybe a Choice Awards. What is that? Nickelodeon Choice Awards? People Choice Awards? I deserve one of those.
I don't know if you deserve
I deserve one. So, but back to you and get into it. Because we know you have dinner with our good friend Marissa. Apparently, I wasn't invited.
It's not that you weren't invited. It's just a girl's bestie night.
Sometimes you need a girl's bestie's guy friend to give real facts and not be a hopeless
romantic. Oh, stop.
Anyways.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go get drunk anyway. So
yeah, you have
I'm off for the
plans.
Next 10 days. So.
You're so dramatic. Also, I look very sparkly. So, anyways, we'll get into Michelle's season. Spoiler alerts ahead if you haven't seen it, or unless you've already ruined it for yourself online. So, how do you want to roll through
this? Let's just go. It starts off with, let's just do the families, and then once we get to the families, we can just go right into everything.
Yeah, perfect.
Brandon goes first.
No, boy.
Mind you, he already met the family before.
Yes.
We got a live audience viewing audience. Brandon over here picking up his chicken wings. So we have he meets his parents her parents for the second time.
For the second time. And man, are they big fans of Brandon. Like, they couldn't make it any more obvious.
This was the easiest. Like, it was so easy laid back.
Yeah.
There wasn't really any excitement, but everything just flowed so easy. Everyone was happy. Everything was great.
Yeah.
It was like...
No drama, no issues. They are like,
if
this man proposes, we're good with it.
If you had a boyfriend or if I had a girlfriend and I used to meet my parents for the first time, if it went this way, that was a perfect way.
Yeah, 100%. Could not have gone better.
We go to Nate then.
And I'm a little hesitant as soon as before this even starts because they're like, it's going to be really hard not to compare. And I'm like, oh, but we know it's coming. They're going to compare.
Yep.
And how could you not? I mean...
Well, before Nate meets, Michelle goes, I'm very curious to know what my parents think.
Yes.
My family has been right about red flags all over.
Oh, yes. She said that, and I was like, I already know she ain't gonna listen.
Nope. So, Nate goes to meet the family, and basically, dad, mom are asking questions. And he's just not great with
words.
He's
very... he just struggles. He struggles with words. He trips over himself. He speaks too quickly, and he doesn't know how to form a proper sentence sometimes.
Yeah, and I had this question, and he then goes into, like, obviously they have the one-on-one. The family is everything they asked him. He didn't really have a good answer. It was, like you said, it was fumbling.
If there was such a thing as fumbling the bag, he fumbled it hard.
Yeah, and. There's also a football game that I bet on and I'm watching it. It seems to be so frustrating. My team's actually winning, but just the way they play sometimes gets me so mad. but he doesn't explain. Like, there are some questions and it's like he can't.
It's a lot of
it makes me think he's thinking of what the right thing to say.
He is.
With Brandon, like.
He just said what he felt.
He just says what it comes out and just comes out. That's what he feels. And he tells you. And you can tell it's not fake. So the thing with Nate is it comes off pretty like...
He wants to say the right thing. He doesn't know how to say the right thing. And to be honest, I don't know that... Like, there is a right thing to say when... Like, clearly he just doesn't have an idea. Doesn't have a clue.
Yeah. And it's kind of frustrating for their family because they basically told Michelle, like, we don't think he's ready. Like, we like Brandon. We don't think he's ready. He says all the right things, but Michelle's mom gets a vibe of, like, he's saying it, but I don't feel it, which is a huge indicator. And
she's saying it's really hard to get to know him.
Brandon,
like, it's hard.
Michelle's parents said Brandon reminds me of them.
Like, yes.
They have the same relationship. And Michelle always talks about how great the relationship is.
She wants one like her parents. And she's even, this is the frustrating part, is Michelle's even said, I've never met anybody like Brandon. He is truly a one of a kind, amazing human. Like, I've never experienced this type of love before. And I'm like, and what's the problem?
Yep. And I saw a tweet. It was like, Brandon, he put me first. He does this.
I saw it too.
Like, I like Nate because he's 6 foot eight.
But Nate is 6 foot eight.
Yeah. That's also how like girls think. Like,
no, that's not true.
I would say the majority of girls think like that.
As
like,
somebody who like.
Have you ever thought like that?
What?
Have you ever done that before?
What?
Like, oh, here's this great guy. Everything. I like everything.
There's
about
definitely
him. But then
people
there's
that I'm like.
This guy's just like so gorgeous, tall, taller.
Maybe in my youth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm like, saying like right now, I'd rather take a shorter king than like and somebody who treats me wonderful and amazing and
no,
is
I
loyal.
Get that now.
But
I was
yeah.
just saying, girls like it's not
some
uncommon
girls,
for girls to think like that.
Some girls are like, oh, but he's just not tall, and I'm like, but realistically, if we're gonna sacrifice on a trait here, ladies, I'd rather him have a huge penis and be a great person and be a little shorter. Then be 6 foot eight, a piece of shit who doesn't care about me.
Yeah, and I'm not saying
and I'm
Nate
not saying
doesn't.
Nate,
yeah, we're just.
I'm not saying Nate's a piece of shit and he doesn't care about Michelle. It's just he's not as outwardly obvious about how he feels about her. It's hard to gauge.
It's very hard to gauge if
yeah,
like that's just
he him. Can't put it into words. He might be able to make her feel it and show it to her. We as an audience. And
but
even
he,
Michelle's
yeah,
family.
He doesn't even do that during this like this episode either.
If they
because
did, they didn't
to
show
a,
it a ton.
They go to a one-on-one, and Brandon Hurd's one-on-one goes really well.
Yeah.
Like, she tells him that I'm in love with you.
Mm.
Tells him I'm in love with him. And
I
he's
thought
like,
she was going to break up with him in that moment.
I thought he was. He said, I'm in love with you. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Then
I
they
had
go to
a
Nate's,
feeling, though.
They go to Nate's one-on-one. And of course, she's like, I gotta get out what I thought, Nate. Like, my parents have questions and concerns.
Yes, I need to
basically
get this
red
out
flags.
Of him.
I need to get out of it. So they go to this spiritual thing or they're blowing smoke and they're supposed to say, like,
it's the whole cleansing of the auras and,
yeah.
like, being able to release and say what you want to say. And he still struggles with it even
speech,
then.
I wrote this. His speech sucked. It gives me fake vibes because he's not paying attention to the person. Because he's over.
He's so caught up
so
in
this,
his own head.
This date catches him off guard.
Yes.
Right. So they ask a question. He's like, "What's the right thing to say?" Rather than speaking from the heart and saying what
yeah.
he feels, he's like, "What's the right thing to say?" This is what I believe. He could just be this really bad at expressing himself.
He could just be more yeah. emotionally immature and doesn't know how to divulge his feelings.
Or I don't think he's never had to say.
He's
I
never
love
had
you
to talk
to
about
someone or had to say this, so he doesn't know what to say. He's only seen it in like movies and
exactly.
like yeah. So he always like so he might not just know.
He doesn't
what to
know
say
what
or
to compare
to,
it
to. Yeah, but he's just if you just speak from the heart, what you're like feeling right then, just say that. But long story short, what I was getting at is maybe he just and I think he comes off. This is when I thought it came off fake was when you are trying to not speak from your heart. You're trying to like think what the right thing to
right.
say is.
You're, it
and
sounds
you're
calculated.
Fumbling the words, and you start getting pressure. You start like, oh, he's probably like sweating. Like, oh no. He's
oh
like,
yeah, I've done it on a pageant stage.
And then he starts laughing everything off, and he repeats the question, and then he's not listening to what the guy said because you remember he was like, wait, what did
he's
you say
like,
again?
Panicking.
Yeah, he's like, you start panicking, and you're not focusing on. You
yeah.
can't multitask.
No.
That's why it came off as like a fake. Like you know, you're lying to your parents, and they start asking questions.
Yeah,
like, you start
too many questions.
Like, oh, and then you're just like thinking about, like, what'd you say? Sorry, I was like, oh no. And you like laugh it off a little bit, like. That's when I started thinking it was, like, very fake.
Yeah, it was tough. And I also noticed it sounds fake, but it's more like he just doesn't know. He really does. He sounds clueless to me. Like, have you guys? I almost caught the vibes of, like, Katie and Blake where her parents were like, so she wants to live in Minnesota. Like, how do you feel? He's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, moving is easy. Like, I've moved a lot of places. They were like, okay, but staying. Like, staying in a place. Like, are you willing to just move and stay in Minnesota for her? Because that's what we want is somebody who's going to accommodate that for her.
Yeah.
And Brandon was like, yeah, I'm down. I'll move there. And Nate was like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. And I was like, what?
And I think that Nate really likes her and everything like that. This is kind of what happens when if you went to a town or you went out one night. And there was like, say you went out a bunch of times with some girlfriends to try to find
yeah.
a guy. And there's just one guy that was like cute, but like not, you know, once they drop dead gorgeous.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's like the only guy you ever see out like four or five times in a row. You start being like, well, I talk to this person. They grow on me. I'm starting to like them more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll get into how he explains Michelle in a bit. But is, do you think he's started being like, well, I like her more, I love her, because that's the only option he had right there. And right. It's like, he just kept on making it further and got to know her more. But like,
maybe.
Would she ask you, like, when you have words and stuff, or you explain how much you love someone, I feel like if you did love them, words come a lot easier. You wouldn't fumble, you wouldn't stumble. Like, for me, at least, I've never been there, been like, telling someone, like, I love them. I feel like if I truly did love them, there.
It really depends on how comfortable you feel.
But it would come out like Brand. Now, you might not speak as well as Brand or have the cliches, but right. I feel like you would, if you love someone, you would see it in their voice or their emotions or something. You never really saw it with Nate, I felt like.
Not that we saw. There's a lot that they don't show. So I hope that, obviously, there. I mean, he seemed he seemed in love, but he just seems like. They're like kids, you know? Like, when I see them together, I think of, like, two little kids that, like, have huge crushes on each other. Like, Brandon, I could tell that man was deeply in love. Nate's like, I've got the biggest crush on Michelle. Like, she's so cool. And it's like, okay, but she's looking for a husband. And I think it was very valid for everyone to be like, I don't know that this one's ready.
Yep. And then, so that after Nate's one-on-one date, it's the end. The next day that they have to propose.
Yep.
And she basically says, like, I'm picking Nate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a note on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon left her another note. Or, like, you know, they just, like,
little
no,
letter.
I love you. I'll always love you. Whether it's me or not, you'll always have a special place in my heart.
Yeah,
so then
very
I thought this
sweet.
Was, like, setting up, like, kind of like before with the Joe thing. Where when she eliminated Joe, it was, like, Brandon took time out. And she, like, maybe switching her mind.
Maybe.
But then we get to the proposal. And
Brandon goes first.
Out first,
which
so.
We already know what that means.
Yep, that person's getting eliminated. I think the person that's come out first, like, every time besides, like, two.
Yeah.
Has been eliminated. And he alludes to it after the rose, but basically you can kind of see it in her face. In the way she wasn't picking him. They were crying. Heartbreaking
that
breakups
was
ever.
Literally, I was getting teary-eyed and upset because I was like, I feel like I'm living this breakup right now. Like, it's so emotional.
Do you think if it was me and I saw that face, I'm like, I'm not liking the vibe right now.
Yeah.
Is everything okay? She's like, no. I think I'd be like, I personally would be like, I'm not going to just pour my heart out right now if you're about to break up
right.
with me. Like, I'm not going
to
give you my proposal speech if
right.
you're going to, like, you know, I
agree. I was thinking about that, too, where I was like, God, it sucks that he's, like, standing here pouring his heart out, like, thinking in the next 5 seconds I might be getting my heart broken or I might be, like, that's the worst part of this show, and we all know it. It's, like, obviously that's why we watch it, but, like, two people make it to the end. One of them gets engaged and lives happily ever after, or maybe for a year, and the other one is, like, I'm pouring my guts and my heart out to you right now and making myself so vulnerable. I'm creating a possibly very traumatic experience where I would be broken up with thinking I'm getting engaged.
Also,
what the hell?
Also, we have the last few, I feel like they've broken up before the proposal.
Yeah, most of them,
point.
Like,
yeah,
the
recently.
Last several, like, it was like, we knew who it was before the end because the last 2 days they were like, I can't put them through that. Because it's so fucking traumatic.
Yep. And then, obviously, Nate goes, says a speech there. She says yes, obviously.
Yeah. So
and
she's engaged to Nate.
And then it goes into the after the rose ceremony.
Well, before that, it definitely shows Brandon. Like, I feel like we have to touch on that. Brandon's, like, breaking down. Did he throw the Neil Lane diamond ring? Because he threw something
off. Someone said, like, I'm searching that beach now for that ring.
Yes.
And I don't know if he threw it.
I hope it was a fake.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, those are like, what, $15,000, $20,000 rings?
Oh, those, the ones that she's getting picked, like, they're easily $50,000.
$50,000, yeah, so, like, Neil, them are, although diamonds are the biggest scam in the world, and there's a documentary on how, how diamonds, basically, one family owns 98% of all the diamonds, and they set the price, and they release them, and all the cuts are bullshit. If you get Tiffany cut from Tiffany, it's not really any different than any other diamond from someone
No,
else.
It's just a name.
Yeah, it's literally just a name. Which could be the same.
That's why
like,
you need to be friends with a diamonder.
A jeweler,
diamonder, wholesaler.
Who's the family that owns all the diamonds?
I forget. I used to know it.
So they go to after the rose.
Yep.
And they have Brandon come out.
Yeah, and And Caitlyn was flying solo because Tayshia was supposedly exposed to COVID.
De Beers.
Yes.
Sorry.
He's one of those people. He can't do something and not know the answer to the problem the question.
You just have to take. You could have talked for 40 minutes, and it took me 40 minutes to find that answer.
That would have been terrible. So, they go to the final rows, and Caitlyn is talking to Brandon. And this was the first time where I felt like Brandon couldn't form a sentence. Did you notice that? Like, he seemed a lot more discombobulated.
Well, how long ago was that? A month when she broke up with him? 2 months?
Yeah, about 2 months. Because
it started in September?
Yeah, it was about a month and a half.
So it was probably before Thanksgiving. So it's like he's got to relive that whole thing after watching the episodes, you know? So all his emotions are coming back. And it's like, I think he wanted to tread lightly because he did say, I love her, I still do, always. But then
he was very respectful.
Out of respect to Nate, I don't want to be like...
I can't be like feeling that way for her.
Yeah, because...
I was like, wow. Yeah,
which is very great.
He's so mature.
And then, I also think he was trying to hold his words back because he didn't want to speak the whole truth because then Michelle comes on, right?
Right.
And him and Michelle are... Him and Michelle have a conversation. He's like, before I get to my piece after watching it over, let me hear yours. Michelle gives like everything, like I love you both. And he's like, why would you say I love you to me why are you saying you love you to someone
when you know you're going to break up with them?
When you know you're going to break up with one of the people. And here's the only thing I disagree with Brandon on is she, at the time when she said that, she was second guessing,
Nate a lot.
Nate and being like, you know, maybe I do love this guy. And by the way, this whole season, if the person could only say I love you to one person and would not say like a fault, she said it, she answered, she's like, if I didn't say I love you and I didn't go that way, you said it back, you said it to me and I didn't say it to you, it would affect our relationship moving forward, getting to that point. And it makes sense because if she was just like, well, I like Nate the most right now, so I'm the only person I can say I love you or I'm falling for you is Nate and get to that connection. Everyone else I don't want to lead on. You would ruin giving them a chance because Tayshia even said, like, Zach made it to Final 3 and she thought she had a bigger connection with everyone else. And then after that, like, he moved into first place.
Right.
And I don't like to call it first place, but he moved into
the lead. It's true. It's like he took her attention and he...
Joe was the lead for a bit. And then then Nate took... So it's like if she doesn't try to get there and get to that point, then she might not, like, you know, love someone or whatever. It might hurt your relationship. So that's the only thing I'll say. But Brandon had a great point to her. He said, you said there's no issues with me. We love each other. We are there.
Right.
It felt like you were forcing Nate to get there.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Which, as a guy, I'd be like, this guy does, the way you're having to force it.
You're trying to convince this man to love you, and I just do.
And you said you love me and you love him, but like you don't have to worry about convincing me. And I get that part of him.
I really get that, and I understand that too, because it's like, you said it was so easy with me. You said you were so in love with me and you could see it with me. So, and everyone, like, you know, your family likes me. So it's really hard to see her pick somebody. And we've even said the one that has the worst hometown is the one that ends up getting picked because for whatever reason, people love the idea of like star-crossed lovers and like having to fight for each other. And it's so romantic. And I'm like, I don't want to fight. That's too much effort.
Yeah.
So I get where he's coming from. I bet
she was also thinking like, ooh, Nate's tall, probably more athletic than Brandon, like, or babies could be NBA basketball players.
I hope she's not superficial, but...
Were you like professional basketball players? Like,
I think that she just thought like, I'm so obsessed with this guy. I cannot... She's like, it's kinetic. I'm like, do you even know what that means?
Do you think...
She's feeling a very deep sexual attraction for him.
If I see a girl and she's like super athletic, like obviously I like athletic girls, but then I'm like, well, if I like date this girl, we have a kid, like kid's gonna be a good chance he's gonna be athletic. I think that's like a positive. I don't think it's like the end all be all.
No, it's like a positive for sure.
Do you think that she took Nate because it's a bigger risk, but then at the end of the day, she always knows that there's a chance she can always come back to Brandon?
Or if she goes to Brandon, that's an interesting thought.
If she goes to Brandon, doesn't work out, she can never, there's no way she'll go back. Nate will accept her, but like Brandon might.
Maybe.
That'd be.
I mean, possibly. I don't know. I don't know that Michelle thinks that way. I think that literally at the end of the day, she had such a strong, whatever, like, you know what I mean? Just chemistry, attraction to Nate. She just felt like that's who I want. And you could tell, I mean, when he was the first one out the limo, he got the first impression rose. Immediately, Nate had her attention.
Yep.
And I don't know that it really faltered that much throughout the season.
Yep.
Like, anytime she was with him, it's like, that girl is so in love with him. But she did make a comment, I don't want to be more in love with someone than they are with me, which I think is all of our biggest fears, right? Yeah. And that's a safe fear for her to have, because, like, I think you said it before where you were like, Nate knows, like, Michelle thinks that Nate's the end-all, be-all, but Nate maybe doesn't feel that same way about her.
Yeah.
Right? You said something along those lines.
Yeah. I think the other guys, like, loved Michelle 100%. I think Nate, it was, he liked her.
He was a little on the fence about it.
Also, he also cared about winning a little bit, too.
100%.
Where Brandon, like, didn't care about that, so.
No, Brandon was like, I don't need anything. But you know what also kind of triggered me? At the final, so here's the thing, that they normally don't do this. I feel like unless they're super fighting for a couple to stay together, they gave Nate and Michelle a $200,000 down payment on a house.
Yeah, so they are like, because they, so Nate, so before that, but Brandon leaves, then Nate comes on with Michelle. And they talk about how they're looking for houses. And they do seem more in love.
They, like, seem a lot more happier and in love. Like, a little more sure of each other.
The other people that have been on there, it, so...
Sometimes it falls apart when the show's airing.
When it was Kate, when it was Peter on there, when Katie was with Blake.
A lot of shit fell apart.
Like, no, but they were on there and it seemed like, yeah, we're happy. They're like, so how's it, like... No one's like, well, Katie... And I knew it kind of wasn't going to work about Katie and Blake. Right. Because it gave me the idea, like, she's like, well, you know, you're just kind of learning new things about each other. To them, it actually seemed like they liked each other, right?
Yeah, no, they like each other. They don't have anything weird with each other.
Yeah, so it seems like it's going good and whatnot. So I do actually, everything leading up to the After the Rose when I saw them, it seemed like, I don't know, but now it seems pretty...
seems solid. Like, I'm rooting like for them.
You know, everyone had their issues and stuff.
But then you also saw that apparently their parents get along super well. The moms are like besties, which I think has also probably helped their relationship so much more.
Yep.
Like, feeling like the family accepts you and wants you, and then the parents getting along, like, that's a big part in any relationship.
So then they get a prize, a present.
From fucking Polly, whoever this weird person is that keeps popping up in a crazy elf outfit.
No, it's not from the Santa elf guy.
Yeah, didn't he? He brought it out.
Well, he brought it out, but she said it's from everyone in the Bachelor Nation want to help you guys out. I know you're looking for a house.
Oh, I thought it was just literally from the producers.
No, like, the Bachelor Nation or in the Bachelor world. Like, I think everyone that's like... I think
it's from the show.
Not, yeah, probably, but I think, like, Bristow, I think, what's her name?
Tayshia,
Jason and Bristow, I think, like, couples, you know, maybe, like, other maybe. People that, like, just have or had successful after, probably donated 5-10 grand or whatever, to the situation. But they basically got it. They did. You didn't really hear how much, but you heard...
Online.
A line is like... $200,000 from Michelle.
Yeah.
And it was just like, they just got $200,000 down payment house, which is a literally 20% on a $1 million house.
That's literally like a huge house. Like, that's like half of a house probably in Minnesota right now.
No, I bet there's Minnesota ain't that expensive.
I don't know.
Minnesota ain't that expensive.
For whatever.
For $1 million, it's probably similar to here.
Maybe.
No, definitely.
No, I mean, like, a $400,000 house in Minnesota, like, that's like half of a house. Like, if they took
the price of it.
They
meant like $200,000 paid for like a 20% down is $1 million house. It's only like probably a small house. No, it's probably half of their house.
That's probably half of a normal house, like in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So they made out like bandits. And part of me was like, I wonder if they're doing this because they're like, Nate, please love Minnesota. If we give you a nice house, will you stay? I think they're really rooting. I want Michelle to be happy. I hope it works out, and I hope this isn't a dumpster fire in a year.
Yeah, and then the last thing is Clayton comes on, and
first of all, this poor man. I feel I don't like him as the Bachelor necessarily yet. Hopefully, I will. But this poor man just keeps getting shit on left and right. Like, he's not catching any breaks online.
No breaks online, and then also, so basically, I have a problem with Bachelor Nation. They do this thing where. Oh, each year's the same shit.
But
all
they
this
keep
stuff.
Watching.
No, but like, oh, you do this. Well, they finally did something different where they picked a guy where the girls don't actually know anything about him.
Right.
and it's something different. Oh, why'd they pick Clayton? Well, because Brandon and everyone else made it too far, and they wanted to have someone where they film it right away.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why. And so that's the problem I kind of have.
They're still also trying to play catch-up from the COVID years. Like,
well, I just think that, like, they're trying. They have to change it up a little bit.
So they're picking someone that you didn't get to know too much on the season, and the girl's literally, like, he's considered the underdog, I think, because he didn't get enough airtime.
And I don't also know. I think because the girls, when this one aired, when he started filming, no one else saw the show. Like, if they waited for Brandon, then Brandon's filming, at least people saw halfway through the show about him.
Right.
And then so, like, these girls can't be like, figure, ooh, I loved your, like, they don't know anything about him. It's, like, early on, so they have to.
Which I love. I'm like, let's go back to the surprises. Like, I want to learn more about this Clayton person. I want to learn about him as the girls learn about him and see how his season unfolds. Because it's interesting.
Yeah, and then
it's a lot more exciting.
This is the problem with Bachelor Nation, or not Bachelor, but Bachelor producers. They are so good at their job, but they do these things where it's like, I think the people that are producers are kind of not on Twitter as much. Not like right. they don't actually pull Bachelor Nation, but they try to do these like funny, quirky things where they, you know, Jimmy Kimmel does.
Yeah, or the mean tweets.
And they literally had Clayton read like 8 or 9 mean tweets, and some of them weren't even funny. They were just dumb. And, like, there was, like, one funny one.
Right.
Whereas, like, hopefully Clayton doesn't use his protection because they will have a bunch of baby Shreks running around, which is kind of funny. But the other ones were so dumb and bad. And it was just, like, I don't know. It was just crazy.
Yeah.
And I guess, well, so I'm excited for Clancy to get a week off, thank God.
We get a whole week. Yeah. Scott, a whole week off.
Well, I just wish that Clayton, I just wish... I just didn't like him reading the mean tweets. He played it off cool.
But it was like
a nice guy. Like,
he seems like such a nice guy, but I'm like, shit, why would you? That's fucking brutal. Like, I would hate. Also,
bring better tweets out. Like, so he.
Those are just mean. They're not funny.
He's like, Rosa Red, Violets are Blue, Clayton, I'm going to puke in my mouth. Like they're like, oh, this one doesn't even rhyme. Like, this. And I can still taste it. Like, this doesn't even rhyme. And, like, if you made him funny, you would actually see Clayton. Because Clayton, you could tell, is a funny guy. But he's like, that just says stupid. That makes no sense.
That's just fucking mean. That's just stupid. This isn't even funny.
The Shrek one, he laughed at. He's like, oh, that's pretty funny. You know, like.
Right. And then fucking Caitlin was like, I just watched Shrek last night. You don't look like him.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay. Like, I don't know. They're trying so hard. And I'm like, just roll the tape. Just, like, cut it out.
Yeah. I guess that wraps up Michelle season. Any final thoughts?
No, I really hope that, like, I'm sure we'll see Brandon on Paradise, hopefully. I really hope that he's okay. He seemed really, like, obviously heartbroken. So hopefully he's recovering. I hope Michelle and Nate are happy and in love. And hopefully they end up getting married. Like, I would love for there to be a wedding. Do you
think Brandon will be on Paradise?
I think he could be.
Caitlin's last season, the top three, no one made it to, like, Paradise. They always do like the middle people.
Well, some people negotiated because it was like they had to be paid a certain amount. Like Jason Tardik said he didn't go on it because they weren't offering him enough money. Number one, he had a great job. Well,
he was in finance.
He was in finance.
He's killing. I think he was doing like $300,000 a year.
Yeah. Homeboy's like, I'm not going to Paradise
I'm going
to
lose a month, which is $20,000 of my business. Like, you have to you have to give me $20,000. We're like Aaron ain't doing nothing.
Certain people are like, I can like chill for a while. Like, it's not a big deal. Or, like, I have an employee. Like, I have employees to run my company. It's, like...
For me, it was, like, if, like, my job...
Right.
Like, so it's, like, sales. I'm making, like, $10,000 a month.
Right.
I can't do it for $5,000 and take 3 weeks off. Or maybe I last all, like...
Right.
Maybe I last a whole month. Maybe I last a day. Then I'm just, like, I'm losing out on business. And then it's just, like, it will stall me for the next couple months.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's, like...
It'll set you back and you have to decide. Like, that would be, like, me where I'm, like... Yo, like, if I didn't have enough saved up, you know what I mean, type of thing, where I'm like, you'd have to make it worth my while to be there.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, see, what I think is, like, the top guys that people, like, I think Rodney will go on because everyone wants to see Rodney.
Oh, Rodney will totally go on. But,
like, what it happens is sometimes it ruins some of these guys, like relation or their, like, image. Like, like, remember when Blake made it, like, and then
Paradise didn't do any favors to Blake, although I think he's fine now.
Yeah, he's fine now, but it just...
But for a minute, you're moved, like, people hate you, and that sucks. Just
moved to Denver.
Yeah, Elise just moved to Denver. She's living with Blake. She's so fun to follow right now because she found a dog on the side of the road, named her Gracie, and Gracie ended up being pregnant. Ooh. So Gracie had puppies, and Elise has brought a farm into Blake's house. It is so fun to follow. I'm obsessed with Gracie and the puppies. So if you're in the Colorado area and you happen to be listening, please go follow Elise. She will be adopting out these dogs eventually and finding good homes for them. And Gracie, she's just the kindest soul. But yeah, she moved there with Blake and she's hanging out in his place until she finds a place of her own and figures out where she wants to be. I love their friendship though. Like, they're such good friends. It's so cute to see. I feel like how she's kind of like mentored him and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
That's it. We'll see you guys next season in a whole whopping week. So make sure you follow us at Bachelor Chat. We'll see you next season.